Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Business is down on the main street in Port Hope. Few people will argue this point, as Walton is undergoing a $6.5 million upgrade. The road is torn up, there's lots of heavy equipment and fencing. However, a new initiative is underway to draw people back. It is called Be Walton. On today's show, Port Hope Councillor Todd Attridge is going to talk about this program. He is the politician sitting on the Heritage Business Improvement Area Board, also known as the HBIA. The town hired consultants to come in and design a comprehensive program to bring people back during construction. The Big Dig, as it is called, is expected to last until November. Is the B. Walton program sufficient? I am so pleased to have with me today Port Hope Councillor Todd Attridge. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Well, thanks very much. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Before we get into the weeds, let's just take a moment to recap a couple of basics.
Sure.
So why is Port Hope's main street being dug up?
Yeah. So the infrastructure underneath it is actually what's at risk. So this is a longstanding issue. So we have on a number of our streets a decaying and aging infrastructure, specifically around sewage and water. The Walton Street one has been identified for quite some time, primarily because the pipes are crumbling. It's actually quite funny. When we took office, we got a video scope of it. And like some of this stuff is actually the old brick, you know, rounded drains, right, that you would see from yesteryear. So just over time, it needs to be taken out. And otherwise, we're at risk of a road collapse. And that's one of our main sewer lines. So it's best we take care of it.
And when did it start?
Officially, it started sort of mid-April, beginning of May is when we got going.
And how much is it going to cost?
Yeah, so we've actually broken the project into three lines. So some of our residents on Walton further to the west would have seen that dig up sort of from Pine Street westwardly. And that was done a year or so ago. The one that we've got right now is further down. So we're going to go from Cavan down to the bridge. And then we have a third phase, which will actually come in next year, which will do then that midsection between Pine and Cavan. So this one, you know, is going to cost us, you know, probably around $7 or $8 million, give or take. And then we've got the next batch that's going to come in as well. So we've probably got a few more million that's going to come in there, but that still has to go to tender.
What is expected to be done?
So in total, we're lifting up the road and eventually the sidewalks. Right now, the sidewalks are still accessible to all the businesses. So, but right now we've got the road taken up. The wastewater will come out, like the sewage lines will come out, the water lines will come out. But also while we're in there, we've got the underneath the road is actually all the telecommunications. So Bell is underneath there and so on. So those lines we also notice have been decaying and in some cases causing some problems with telecommunications. So all that will get redone with brand new infrastructure. And then what will happen is that we'll relay the road. The other parts of the sidewalk will come up. They'll get freshly done. And so we'll have a really nice, beautiful downtown. But then also allows us to do some of the sort of bells and whistles around the line. So we've got some beautiful heritage light standards that are all down there. They'll get a facelift with some placards on them. And then we also had one other opportunity to upgrade some of the stormwater management. And so we are doing a little bit of a bump out around Lent Lane that will help with any increase in storms down the road to mitigate any damage and flooding.
And when is all this supposed to be wrapped up by?
So this segment's supposed to be wrapped up by the first part of November. We're looking at the first week of November. We're on track right now, so we expect we'll do that. And then the other one will go out to tender and likely will get started next year.
How would you characterize the state of the downtown at this time?
Yeah, well, it's definitely under construction. So if you, anyone who comes down, you can't miss it. We've got all the fencing up and they've got the whole road taken up. But aside from that, all the stores are open and the sidewalks are accessible and everything is sort of business as usual for people who want to come downtown.
There was a lot of public consultation prior to the project. Now, there were concerns around parking. Yeah. Have those been addressed?
Yeah, they have. And actually, for all the right reasons, I think, Robert, like, you don't know what you don't know. And so when you tell people that we're going to take all the street parking off of Walton Street, the instant thinking is, okay, well, there's not going to be any parking. And so all of our minds go there, and it's human nature. And of course, they should go there. What we've learned now that the project is underway is there is plenty of parking. And we've made some alterations to make that happen. So for example, town staff park further afield. So that opens up the parking lot that's near town hall. The lots that are around that area are still operating. We made a conscious choice to leave parking enforcement in place so that those spots would turn over. And consequently, we have lots of parking for people.
Now, what about getting around? How's congestion, things like public transit? How are those things being addressed?
Yeah, so if you are walking, it's easy to get around. Cycling, easy to get around, all that. Public transit still operates and it has a bit of a modification. So it gets a little bit closer than what it would have done in the past. It had different stops. We've also made the downtown routes free during this stage so that people can just hop on them and head down. And then some really cool things have happened. Like, I gotta be honest with you, some of the store owners have become very, very clever in opening. If they happen to have a back door that was on a parking lot, they opened it up and sort of beautified it so that people could park, like, for example, in behind the Capitol Theater and that lot, you can park there, walk through like G Facies and enter onto the street. And a number of the stores have done this. And it's sort of cool. Like, if you remember the game Clue, right? It's a little bit like that. Like, you can go into one spot and sort of have the secret passage to the other spot. And so there's a number of places where you can just park and then walk right through instead of having to walk around.
Businesses obviously have the greatest concerns.
Yeah.
Before we get into the new program to attract business, let's just take the temperature of the current situation. A recent TV interview was done with a local shop owner. It was clear from the interview that business was down by 40%.
Yep.
That's got to be tough.
Sure.
And they're not alone. And when you're talking about business owners and about losses, what are you hearing?
Yeah, business is definitely down. That's not much of a surprise, right? Like, when you take away the main street, people do not know what to expect. And so people are hesitant to come downtown. And that is typical with these kinds of projects. And obviously, our businesses build their business model based on a certain environment. That environment includes having a main street and a place to park and so on. And so when you take that environment away, then it really makes it difficult to do business in that same fashion, right? So a lot of the businesses have had to pivot. Some of them have gone back to COVID methods, right? Because COVID obviously was another environment change where they could not go into their businesses. So a lot of them switched into that kind of mode. And so that's helped. But yeah, by and large, we have definitely seen a decrease in business downtown.
How serious is it?
Well, it depends on the business, right? So if you were to talk to the services, they're not as impact because their business model is different. If you talk to some of the restaurants, their businesses down in some areas, up in others. And it also depends, like, we've got Jim's Pizza, who has doing a lot of delivery as a pizza place, an online business. So it really depends on the business. I don't know if we actually have a metric right now, Robert, as to, what is the overall impact across all businesses.
Is that an intention of yours, though, is to get that metric, to have that as we go through this?
Yeah, like we know we are tracking with folks to find out. Not everyone obviously wants to report, and so that's fine. They don't have to. But some people will come in, and right now it's anecdotal. But also we're not hearing from a lot of the services as to whether or not theirs went up or stayed same. So it'd be a hard thing to come out with some sort of substantial number to say this is actually what happened on the impact, unless businesses right across the board would be willing to share that data with us.
Has anyone confided in you that they're worried about going under?
I haven't had anyone confide in me that they're worried that they're going to go under. I have had people confide in me that they're worried about getting through it. And that's not the same thing, right? Like, I think there is the, hey, like, we'll probably pop out the other side, but it may be, it's going to be hard times. And I think that's been the general flavor for most of our merchants is they get it, like, we have to do this and it's going to be really hard. But I haven't had anyone confide in me that, it's imminent that I'm going to lose my business here.
One of the businesses named Nearly New did go out of business in May. Did you know about it in advance? And are there any others that have maybe indicated that they're closing?
No, we certainly like Walton Street's always been a bit fluid in the businesses down there, whether we had this road open or the road closed. And some of our businesses are moving locations. And so we're going to see a little bit of a shuffle, but no indications, and we certainly don't have anything on the radar right now of anyone who's going to be closing up.
When a business expresses a concern, how do you handle it? How is it monitored by the town?
Yeah, so I guess it depends a little bit on where it comes in. Most of the businesses downtown, because they are members of the HBIA, which is the Heritage Business Improvement Area, of which I actually happen to be a board member of, so I work alongside with them. More often than not, the members will speak to the HBIA about their concerns, and work through things there. The messaging has always been very similar in my perspective and my experience, right? This sucks. It's going to be hard. We know it's necessary, and we're going to get through it. That seems to be the points that all the merchants have picked up. And I have to say, on behalf of our merchants, they blow me away. All like their tenacity and their determination, I think, is second to none. Like our downtown merchants, I think everyone should admire them as business people. But then from the BIA point of view, the response has always been, how can we help? What can we do? They outreach to other people. And we've got lots of stories where businesses are helping businesses just to try and keep people moving. Like, what do you need and what do I have that I can offer you?
So this Heritage Business Improvement Area, or as you refer to it, the HBIA, and
Yeah.
the town have launched an initiative to stimulate business. It's called Be Walton. So
Yeah.
can you tell us about it?
Okay, so B. Walton. Well, I'll give you. Actually, I'll start at the beginning. In sort of January, February, we engaged with an organization called InGood. Now, InGood is a consulting group that does marketing and also helps with these kinds of projects. In fact, they were. I think they were part of the spearheads for Belleville when they redid their downtown. And so these folks came and in collaboration with the municipality and with the HBIA started working on a campaign that they could launch and try and keep the businesses going and quite frankly, just bring people downtown. Just take the scariness out of the fact that, hey, okay, the road's chewed up, but the businesses are still operating. So there was a lot of public consultation, lots of consultation with HBIA. The HBIA has been the board of the HBIA is outstanding. They've been working like arm in arm with these folks. And so the outcome of that was a campaign that was called Be Walton. And the Be Walton is really a bit of a rally cry. And what's interesting about it is the idea is like we are all Walton. Kind of thing, right? Like tap into your community spirit, embrace local, immerse yourself in all things Port Hope. And so it's a really fulsome campaign about how do we bring people downtown? How do we offer free local art and music and cultural events? How do we get people to step into, you know, supporting downtown? And what's really cool about it, I think, Robert, is this will last. I am confident that this campaign is going to last longer than the Walton Street reconstruction. Like, it is something I think that is really important, not just to this project, but beyond this project, for bringing people into Port Hope and experiencing all the great things that Port Hope has to offer.
As you just mentioned, the plan centers around events, music, arts, and cultural things. Why is this a good strategy?
Yeah, well, community for one, right? Like, events bring community, everyone comes together. One of the things that we've got, and this is with our one of our partners, Cultivate, and you're probably very familiar with the Cultivate Festival. You know, we do free concerts in Memorial Park. These are on Thursdays in July and August. So event-driven, you bring people down to be part of a community, and community building and belonging is a really important thing to do. But on top of that, while you're there, there's a market with local vendors. And so now you get to shop local. But on top of that, afterwards, you can do after parties where the acts will move to local bars and you can continue the party into the evening. And so it's a really beautiful way of bringing people together. And so that's why I think the arts are important. But then we also have, if you're not into, you know, the music and so on, we've also partnered with Critical Mass to do an arts activation hub. So Critical Mass is one of our not-for-profit arts organizations here. They've been a dynamite partner. And so they do art for all ages in Lent Lane on Saturdays. And you can go down and you can tie things on to the fence where the construction is being done. So it's a really neat way to get people to come down, interact, be a part, be seen, you know, meet with your neighbors. And that's really what we want. I keep the lifeline of what's going on downtown alive. And it's the people that bring the life.
There were already efforts by business and the town to encourage people to shop local. Was that working?
Yeah, I think my sense on shop local in Port Hope is it works very well. Port Hope is very endeared to their local merchants. You know, Furby's bookstore is, I think, an excellent example where, you know, in a day of online shopping, right, where you can click and have stuff, people will go out of their way to order from Furby's and make sure they go down and pick up their books and say hello to everybody. So in that spirit, it happens really well. Our restaurants, people very much enjoy our restaurants. They go out of their way to support them. So I think the spirit prior to the reconstruction, the spirit was always there. Port Hope very much enjoys Port Hope. And I think anyone who visits it, it's infectious, right? People pick up on that spirit.
So why was that insufficient? And there was this need to do the Be Walton campaign.
Yeah, well, I think what happens is with anything, people get used to certain habits, right? And one of the habits was I could go down, I could park, I could go into my store, I could get up, I could back in my car and take off. And although that is still available, one of the challenges I think that happened, Robert, when we got into this is social media did no favors for the people downtown. Because what ended up happening was some folks were getting on there and saying, oh my goodness, the street's all torn up and this is that and that's this. And it made it seem scarier downtown than it was. And so meanwhile, we've got our merchants saying, you know, we're fine. Like, please come. Like, this is not what people are trying to make out. But you and I both know how social media operates, right? We now live in a land where if I read it on Facebook, then it must be true. Versus there's nothing wrong with going on downtown. Like, you can park very easily. You can go to your store. You can shop normally. You can eat in the restaurants normally. Like, everything is normal. Just come down. And so I think the shop local was getting into a little bit of a headwind with some of the negativity that was going on in social media. And some of this is now died down where people can realize, yeah, you know what? Support them. They're fine. Come down. I eat there all the time. Everything's great.
You've already mentioned the Community Arts Activation Hub, and you've also referenced cultivate.
Yeah.
But there's also another aspect to this, which is called dine, shop, and show package. Can you just tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. So this is in collaboration with our partners at Capitol Theater. And I think it just got launched today, Robert, if I'm not mistaken. And, but this is an excellent collaboration where the Capitol Theater is offering a ticket to a show, plus a gift card to a restaurant, plus a gift card to a retailer. And the whole thing is like $70. And you save, I think it's like $20 or $25. I can't remember exactly how the whole thing plays out, but it's a great savings where you can make a great night out. So come downtown, grab a bite to eat, do a little shopping, pop yourself in, see a fantastic show. It's and this is another great collaboration between the HBIA and Capitol Theater, because HBIA is also involved in this. And so it's another just really clever grassroots. Hey, how do we help each other? How do we do more? So I think it launches today, and probably more details on Capitol Theater's website. But I would encourage people to do this. It's a great night out.
Now, going forward throughout the summer, there are also plans to have scavenger hunts. There's going to be a windows display contest, buskers, yeah, linger zones. Tell us about this aspect.
Yeah. So we got a little bit of everything. So one of the things that came up was the window display challenge. And this was an idea that came out of the HBIA. But I got to tell you, it actually started in one of our merchants' windows, where they playfully created a window display that had, sort of a construction theme to it. And then another merchant picked that up. And then the HBIA took notes and went, let's make this a thing. So let's have fun with it. And so let's challenge each other. And so now what they do is they dress up their window, and then they throw a challenge to another store, and then that store dresses it up. And it reminds me a lot of, you know, when you go to the Bay in Toronto at Christmas, and they have all their themed Christmas windows. It now seems a little bit like that. Like if you come down and walk the streets of Port Hope, there is themed windows all done in construction. They're super cute, super clever. And there's going to be contests where we give away prizes for that. So that was a great initiative that came forward. Scavenger hunts are on their way as well, where you could be able to find stuff around town. And there'll be other stuff that's coming as well, right? Like we've got light displays and public art in the alleyways and in the sidewalks, and like lots of different things for people to experience while they're down there, other than just, you know, great shopping and great food.
There's also an awareness campaign, lawn signs, buttons, posters, totes. Talk about that aspect of it.
Yeah. So part of the B. Walton branding, or the B. Walton program, is really to get people to embody Port Hope and Walton Street. And so over on 90 Walton Street, we have our reconstruction headquarters. So it's a place that was set up, again, a bit of a collaboration between our Works and Engineering Department and our Economic Development Department, where people can go in, whether you're a resident, a business, and get information about what's going on downtown, updates, that such. One of the other cool things that you'll find at 90 Walton Street, and I would encourage people to go over there, is you can get a lawn sign. So the lawn signs are like the election lawn signs that we would see pop up. And they have a great logo on about love local, be Walton. You can put it out on your yard, and people will be able to drive around Port Hope and see this. And it's another way of getting a buzz around the be Walton. But then also, if you were to go to the website porthope.ca, I think it's /Walton. There's interactive maps to downtown. There's social media downloads you can use. And all of this is around that B. Walton, right? You can download posters for your windows. And there's even a business resources toolkit there for our merchants to give them ideas as to how they can change their business or pivot a bit during these times. So the B. Walton has been really quite robust in how we can get people to move around.
All this sounds good. Thanks. But how do you get around the imposing nature of construction. I mean, it's hard to ignore. There's big equipment, it's loud, there's dust, there's fencing. How do you respond to that?
Well, I don't think you can change the reality, right? Like construction is construction. And, you know, and so it's like no one was expecting this was going to be easy and so on. What I would say, though, is we expected it to be dustier than it was. And people remark on the fact that it's really surprising how not dusty it is. So whatever they're doing is working. We expected it to be loud. But I get emails from people saying, it's not as loud as I thought it was going to be. We knew there was going to be big machinery. And then we end up having kids coming down who are fascinated by the large machinery. So, like, there's always going to be, you know, two sides to everything. And no one came at this thinking, oh, this is probably going to be a really quiet, tidy, easy thing to get through when you rip up a main street. So the expectation, I think, by most people was really realistic. And if anything, I think we have landed on the more positive side of, oh, that's not as bad. In fact, I talked to one merchant. I went into a merchant store and I just asked her, I said, like, how are things going? And she goes, I got to tell you, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought this was going to be way, way, way worse than it is. So yeah, like, brace for impact, but then everything seems to be okay.
Public engagement's always tough, even in the best of times. Sure. What is your sense of the ability of residents to respond to this call to action?
Yeah, knowing Port Hope, I would say the response will be very positive. You know, one thing about living in Port Hope, it's not a spectator sport. Like the folks in Port Hope are very active, very passionate. They mobilize very well. And they are wildly supportive of their community. So my expectation is that it would be a very positive response as we get more and more communication out there and people start seeing it. Every day that I drive around Port Hope, I see more and more of the B. Walton lawn signs out than I did the day before. It just keeps going. Right now, people are just like, where do I find them? Where do I find them? Because they're in. They're happy to participate.
How about businesses? I mean, small businesses tend to be owned by entrepreneurs who tend to be pretty independent. Yeah. What are you seeing in terms of cooperation and cohesion?
Oh, we're seeing amazing cooperation among our downtown merchants. Anything from, hey, listen, I have extra window space, so would you like to do a display in my window? The folks who own SunTree, for example, did a really great thing where they went to another merchant, bought a gift card, used it as a prize for their own store, put the whole thing on social media, right? Like they're buying from each other and giving away to each other. Like it's really, like I said, yeah, I think our merchants are second to none, because it's really quite awe-inspiring, I guess is the right word, to see the creative ways in which they try and help each other.
What has been the role of the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, the Chamber remains a really strong partner in all of this. They've always been available for all of the meetings that we have. They're great with outward communication as well. Obviously, the HBIA, because the HBIA, every single person on Walton Street is a member of the HBIA by default. And then on the Chamber, because Chamber is an optional to opt in. Some of our people on Walton Street are members and some are not. But the Chamber has always been and remains a really strong partner in all of this.
How far is the town council prepared to go to support downtown business owners?
Yeah, well, we, that's a funny question. I think the work that we're doing, so I'll go back to InGood. So bringing InGood in was a major step forward for this council because previously Walton Street was actually looked at as a works and engineering project, which means it really was pull up the pipes, put down the road, move on. That shifted when our new CAO, Candace White, came in. It shifted quite dramatically to go, this isn't just a works and engineering project. This is a works and engineering, economic development, emergency services, parks and that, like this is a like all feet on the ground project because it's going to impact so many things. And so from that, the change to get in good in, because it's like we don't have the staff to be able to do our day to day and keep the lights on and do all of this work to help the economy and the merchants. So that was a major move forward to fund that. And that is a significant funding model to bring in good in to help get all of this going. And then, you know, the staff have been so available, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours a week are dedicated from municipal staff to make sure they're available to answer questions, help people get through this. So yeah, I think the lengths are great.
Do you think merchants appreciate your efforts?
I think so. Yeah, like it is hard insofar as what's enough, right? And obviously, we're not going to get back to business as usual until that road's done, because it's not business as usual. The road's gone. So like, I'm not going to sit here and say that this is easy, because I know our merchants are, it's hard. This is hard work for them. And so do they appreciate the efforts? 100%. Do they appreciate the communication? 100%. Do they appreciate the fact that people are available? 100%. Would they like to just get back to normal? 100%. So that's really what they need from us, is to get this job done as quickly as possible so that they can get back to business, because we're supposed to be wrapped up in the first part of November. Well, what happens 2 or 3 weeks later? Christmas season. So we need to get this thing ready in time for Christmas season. That is our main priority, is to get these people back to that season.
Do you think council will consider business subsidies or tax breaks for downtown shop owners?
No, we talked about it, and the answer is no.
What's next?
So what will happen is, on the weekends, we're doing busker zones and linger zones so that people come down. We're going to be doing art installations downtown. So it'll be more of this through July and August to try and build people in. The HBIA is also putting together like a Midnight Madness and different events. So more of that is going to be coming soon. Also, the municipality is launching a free lunch program. And this is in conjunction with all restaurants in Port Hope. There are gift cards, I think $30 gift cards, to restaurants in Port Hope to try and draw people there. So there's a lot more coming up. We have the Jazz Fest coming up. When I was talking about these linger zones, there's five of them, spread throughout, the municipality or downtown, I guess. So Lent Lane, Brogdon's Lane, Ontario Street, and then the Riverwalk near Walton. There's going to be another one in behind the Walton Hotel and John. That one's going to be in collaboration with the Jazz Fest. So there'll be a stage there and you can come and listen to jazz music. So this is not stopping. This program will go all the way through until September. We'll throw everything at it, like whatever we can do to get people downtown.
Todd Attridge, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Port Hope Councillor Todd Attridge. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.